Well, sometimes in this old world, a salary is just not good enough. Companies that want to attract and keep the best talent need to understand just what is in today's employees want out of work and find ways to provide that. And here to discuss that with us is Alex Zlayton, CEO of Maximum Software Systems, a dental practice management software company, and author of Responsible Dental Ownership. And Alex, we welcome you to KSCR Radio in the Southern Ozarks.
Yeah, thanks for having me, James.
I know we talk about what employees want that maybe they're not getting from their workplace, and as we said at the outset, sometimes a good salary is just not enough anymore, is it?
Yeah, you know, in today's world, there are a lot of jobs. Technology has created a myriad of new roles and positions, and what's happening is that people can choose where to work and what to do and which employer they would work for. And what's happening is, even if they all pay the same salary, the employee still has the opportunity to choose. And above that, what's happening is that people are kind of, their mindset shifted, and it's not just about being at work, getting paid, and getting home to be with your family. It's about being at work and enjoying yourself, feeling fulfilled. And what's happening is that employers are starting to notice that and are starting to take steps in creating work environments where people would enjoy working and would really even tell their friends to get even better talent around.
Why is a salary not good enough anymore, though? It's always seemed like people work for money, and obviously you want a good, solid environment to work in. You want a good, solid position, good, solid company that you're working for, but yet the dollars and cents has always before been the straw that stirred the drink.
Yeah, and you know, we had Maslow has a pyramid, a hierarchy of needs, and every time security and safety is there, and if we don't have, let's say, a house or an apartment to live, obviously our security and safety are going to be impacted. But in today's world, people can earn $15 an hour doing job A, job B, job C, but not only job A, B, and C, but also within the same job, employer A, B, C. So what happens is they have more choice. And when they have more choice, they value other things. So, for instance, the ability to dress casually at the workplace, having, you know, a really fun environment where, you know, you're allowed to chit-chat and joke around and not strictly stare at your computer screen for 8 or 9 hours. These things are becoming very, very important and almost a differentiator for employers. But then again, the question always goes back to, would you just sit at your desk and be miserable for 9 or 10 hours a day working just for the sake of money? And what we're finding through trends and through data that's being collected is that the answer is getting to be no more and more.
Of course, on the other side of this coin, we're hearing more and more that these people, And I tell you, we're talking probably more about millennials than anything else. These people can't buy a hamburger without a credit card.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot being said about millennials. And you know, probably some of it is true and some of it is exaggerated. It's a generation that is for sure lazier, but that's not because of their own fault. That's because of technology. They also expect certain things whereby when baby boomers just started working, it was all about just having employment and being able to buy food. So some of the value ladder changed through the generations. We have a reality of abundance. All of our grocery shops are filled with products that you can buy. Technology creates a lot of gadgets that make our life easier, but in turn makes us as people lazy. So that's kind of the employment environment that we are in today. As baby boomers retire or look to retire, and new generations, whether, you know, Generation X, which is now kind of the majority of the workforce becoming, millennials, Generations Y, Z, there's always a generation change within companies, especially if it's a fairly large company. The reality is they all want the same thing. They want to feel that they belong. They want to feel that they contribute, and they want to be able to pay their bills at the end of the day, reach their goals, maybe have a vacation or two. I think that these are legitimate expectations, and employers need to take steps to make sure that they create environments where people want to work and not just complain about having a bad job and wanting to quit all the time.
You know, I think you put that well in the fact that maybe our technology has made us more lazy.
I think that is a given. I think if you wanted to search for information 15 years ago, you would have a certain path. Today, you take your phone and you search it on Google, and not only that you're getting the information right away, you're actually being overflown with information. And this is, you know, takes us into the avenue to, you know, fake news or incorrect information or all of that. So now there's just abundance of information. So if before you had to really search for scarce pieces of information, now you have to learn how to filter the information that is wrong or incorrect.
I guess I have a hard time understanding this question. How relevant is the salary in keeping workers happy? I always thought the more money I made, the happier I was.
You know, the reality is being happy with more money is a real thing. And it will make you happy, but it will only make you happy in the short run. I don't know about you, but regardless of how much money I earn, it always seems to go somewhere, and I'm not really left with a lot of it. At the end of the day, what's left is your experiences and the memories you have and the memories you make every day. And you know, we all spend the majority of our lives at work anyways. Just because you go home doesn't mean you stop thinking about work. The work itself gotten complicated and complex, and our brains are working on it even when we're home and not at the office. So I think that salary is very, very important. You need to earn enough so you are at a happy place, or at least not at a sad place. But there are a variety of components, and one of the biggest would be just feeling that you are a part of a group, feeling that you belong. Is a really, really good one, and the ability and the time to keep evolving yourself as a professional and as a human being is obviously at the top. That's what we all aspire to go through every day.
We're obviously talking to employers in our listening audience this morning, and the discussion is about what do your employees want that you're not giving them. And Alex, this is something that I find more and more in all different types of businesses and all different walks of life. Some of the problems about the high turnover rate. Everyone has high turnover rate, and most of the time that's coming from people they've just hired, and they talk about they're in the process of training them, or they just get them trained, and then they leave, and they have to start that process time and time again. And not only is it costly for that business, but it also affects the other workers, because in many cases they have to cover what that position was responsible for.
Yeah, you know, that this is a real struggle for businesses, and small medium businesses can really, really feel it. But there are items that I can highlight that are a trend and can help in this type of situation. So I think the first thing is, especially in places where there's not a lot of supply of talent for a particular job, employers or people who hire oftentimes – make an effort to market the role or the position in a little exaggerated way. So the candidate or the employee that's being hired has a certain set of expectations, and it's being continuously sold or oversold to them during the interview process. But when they come to for their first day of work, they start seeing that it's not exactly how it was pictured to them. And I think that's where you have what is called buyer's remorse. They start really not liking the place that they got themselves into, and they're looking for a way out. So meanwhile, the employer is investing time and money in training them. They're actually looking for another job. And that is the reality of things. And it all starts with expectations of what you can expect at a job or at our workplace. And to me, the way I interview, I have a first interview where I try to learn about the individual's personality more than their skills and experience, because I think their personality and whether they're driven or what drives them is information that is way more valuable than the skill sets, because skill sets can be learned, but a personality is not something that you would be changing as an employer. And then the second interview is always telling them about the challenges of the position, almost trying to sway them away from wanting the position, just by telling them all of the, you know, good, bad, and ugly of what they're going to encounter. And if they still want it, then at least they know what to expect when they come in, so it's not a surprise. So I think that is something that is very important, and employers all around the world can start doing that in order to reduce the risk of people leaving for them and not change lives of the candidates and hiring them to a place they don't want to be at.
The subject is, what do your employees want that you're not giving them? Alex Zlatan, the CEO of Maximum Software Systems, our guest on KSCR. We'll take a break for the news and come back and have more with Alex coming up in the next half hour at your service right here on News Talk Sports KSCR.